Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Front page story, daily news today. Northeast climate change. Get it? Climate change in the news today. Immigration, gentrification leading to poverty in an unlikely area. Now, I would argue, and they do make a case, that Northeast Philadelphia, Levittown was one of the first, Bucks County, right? Levittown. Northeast Philadelphia has long been recognized as a place apart in Philadelphia, a middle-class American dreamscape of tidy homes that conspicuously broadcast their occupants' arrival in the milk and honey precincts far from the city's traditionally troubled districts. But aha! The progressives have managed to mess up, screw up Northeast Philadelphia. Now, they don't see it that way. They think it's happenstance. So this big story in the paper today, Mayfair. You don't get more Americana than Mayfair. Where do people go when there's a big Eagles victory, the Flyers, and where do they go? They go to the Five Points there. They go to that place for coverage, and thousands of people come out around it. The poverty rate in Mayfair between 1990 and 2018 rose from 939 to 4,884, a 420% jump. Of all Philadelphia neighborhoods, Mayfair registered the largest single increase during that time period. Oxford Circle, 352% growth in poverty. Lawncrest, 291. Rawnhurst, 199%, and Tacony, 170%. I read this today, they're almost gleeful about it. That's how it comes across to me. Now, they talk about immigrants arriving here and immigrants not doing well. Oh. They talk about gentrification in other neighborhoods and then people moving to Northeast Philadelphia. All right? So here you had one of the last remaining bastions, Northeast Philadelphia, on a massive level. You say Northeast Philadelphia, too many strip malls first. There's got to be like 500 of them there. But a place that in the city had stability, was pretty clean. The crime rate was not like major parts of the city. And now this poverty numbers, I think, indicate it's changing. Is it happenstance or is this what happens? Now, you may not be here long enough. Some of the people knew to you. There was movement at time to have Northeast Philadelphia secede from the city of Philadelphia to create their own county. I'm talking about not just idle talk, about people actually pushing that and trying to do that in the legislature. That's how far it's gone. So who's responsible for this? They tell you some of the changes that have happened. Mayfair. You say Mayfair to anybody that knows this area. And that, to me, is quintessential middle class. That's what it is. So why is this so bad? What's the remedy? Well, I don't see it getting any better. And that's why they say at the end of this article, although it's clear that the need in the Northeast has been growing over time, the reputations of neighborhoods change slowly. That's why some folks are still surprised to hear there's poverty there. Well, where does that come from? You know, what's producing that? Well, I'd say it's the same policies. It takes longer in a place like Northeast Philadelphia, but you keep on doing what liberal, progressive, wokies are doing all over the place, and this is what you're going to end up with. They are going to erode everything. Give them enough time, and this is exactly what will happen. And then maybe people that were keeping stability in those neighborhoods that were there in longstanding, what did they do? They saw it coming. And what do? They flee. They go to the suburbs. That's exactly what happens. So this image of Northeast Philadelphia is what this is saying. They're tearing down this idea of this middle-class enclave, tidy, middle-class values and all that. And they're saying that's long gone. Poverty rates. Mayfair. That's a lot in Mayfair. Who's responsible for that? Just happens? I don't think so. This is what you get. This is what you always get in any of these long-standing progressive cities. They will roll. Now, what they also do, though, you may notice, they create these smaller enclaves. There are a few of them. Like here in Center City, there are a few of them where you have enough people with enough clout, with enough means, and they're able to shelter themselves, and they're relatively hip and hot. They draw some people for a period of time. And they try to offer that up as a vibrant city. I would offer up this report in Northeast Philadelphia and say, no, that's what you get with these policies. Not these little enclaves that are drawn by people that want city life and to be close to stuff and a lot of nightlife and all that. There's some of it. I'll give you another area that has seen better times as far as I'm concerned, and I see this a lot. Chestnut Hill. I don't think the Chestnut Hill is the Chestnut Hill that you used to think of. I think there's erosion there because of the very same policies, the very same things that go on across the board. Some of them are safety related, lifestyle related, the things that are allowed. That's exactly what's going to happen. So I maintain, rather than what the paper says, they've taken Northeast Philadelphia and they've really put a dent in it, as they will with anything. If you follow these liberal progressive policies, that is what you're going to get ultimately. Sometimes it'll be worse than others. Sometimes it takes a while. So if you want that in the suburbs, realize, I think, every Democrat that you vote for in the suburbs, you're voting for another small step or a big step toward more of this. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. I'm coming to your call. Is that outrageous to blame this on guys like Kenny, city council, and the mentality here in Philadelphia? Is that what does it? And also mentioned immigrants. We're told, hey, where are all these immigrants? Aren't we told all the time by these people? Oh, these are the entrepreneurs, but people like Jeb Bush.
Immigrants are more fertile.
They are more fertile. Thank you, Jeb. Yeah, they love their families, and they're founding all these businesses. Well, even the paper says, yeah, a lot of this is immigration that's doing. Well, I can't figure out which one it is. All these entrepreneurs, all this hardworking, all that stuff we're told. Then why are they driving poverty here in Northeast Philadelphia? They're saying it, not me. Dom's not doing it. I'm staying away from that. Which one is it? Oh, this is our strength. Well, then don't write, oh, man, Northeast Philadelphia really taking a hit. It's not just about Northeast Philadelphia. It's the whole tenor of this. Why is Northeast Philadelphia then having such a struggle? We hear all the time, oh, my God, we can't get enough immigrants to the city. How wonderful, legal or otherwise. And yet, that's one of the biggest causes of Northeast Philadelphia going downhill. That's according to the paper. Mayfair, that kind of poverty rate, is shocking. It's becoming just like the rest of the city. Let's go to Ruth in Haddonfield. Ruth starts us off on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ruth, good morning.
Good morning. I have a family situation where people lived in right off of the Frankfurt Avenue corridor, so Mayfair is one, but the
right
group before that, which is called Northeast, but I think of it as Tacony. But at any rate, they lived there and they didn't have a lot of money, but they owned their home. They were buying their home. The neighborhood was fabulous. And within 5 years, there were gunshots. People were brought in. I think it's the ownership part that is the biggest part. The Title 8, the city started putting Title 8 people
Section
in.
Section 8, the notorious Section 8.
Section 8. I think that was right. Yes,
that's right. Cool. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's not that they're necessarily bad people, and it has nothing to do with skin color, so we don't want to go there. It's that when you own the home, the people just take different care of it. They respect each other a little bit more, and it's just... You know,
right. And Ruth, if you used to drive up the boulevard, the thing that I would say was meticulous, those small lawns,
yes.
cleanliness in the neighborhood.
Yes.
Those are signs.
Yes.
Those are good signs. Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
so the gunshots at night and everything. You know,
oh, no. It has the right. It's changed. And these poverty numbers are there. But it's caused by programs like Section 8 and gradual progressive programs coming to Northeast Philadelphia. They clash with what it was. Some of the farther northeast, I think, are still pretty strong, like Ronhurst and places like that.
I don't know. I worked over that
one. Yeah, but they're starting to go downhill, too. That's
starting
what will happen.
To.
Yeah. Who's your character, Ruth?
Tony the Tiger from Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, Tony the Tiger might be on the Mount Rushmore. That's a real good one. Tony the Tiger is a heck of a mascot. It's going to be hard to beat. Still like Chef Boyardee, though. I think it was a real guy. Let's go to Vince in Mays Landing. Hello, Vince.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Good, Vince. Morning.
I was raised in Mayfair in Northeast Philadelphia. We moved up there from South Philly in 1948, and it was just like you were moving to the country, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even when I met my wife, when we started going out, she was from South Philly. She said, "Oh, you're coming down to the city today. Or this weekend."
You know what it's like? That's right. The rest of the city's Manhattan, and this is like Queens or something. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And we could see the changes starting to come, like in the 80s, like you said. And some of the people that moved in, like the Section 8 that Ruth was mentioning, we had kids, their kids, they had no control over their kids. They were walking on the cars the first day they were there. They were walking on people's cars on our street. And it's not only Mayfair, it's Ronhurst, like you said, Longcrest. It just went down the tube so bad. It went fast, too, you know?
Well, Vince, I would go this far to say this. Look, the people in town like a certain sort of hip downtown Philadelphia. There's some hot neighborhoods. They like that, and they'll fight a little bit to maintain that. They don't like, though, what Northeast Philadelphia was. They didn't like, you know, this middle class tidiness type of thing. That's not their thing. That's not something they really care about as much.
No, it's a shame because it was a great area, and that's why we moved to Mays Landing 12 years ago. It was just time, you know.
I hear you. It's sad, Vince, but who's your character?
Captain Crunch.
I put him on my Mount Rushmore. I think he definitely belongs there. Particularly a shout out to Johnny Dock. Do you remember in that indictment how much Captain Crunch was being bought?
Right.
Yeah, I didn't forget that fact. There was a lot of that in the indictment. Nice.
There's a show behind the show going on today. I feel like Joe over here has a history behind every character that's given. He has one for Captain Crunch, for Ronald McDonald, Wilkins from Wilkins Coffee.
Well, Captain Crunch, the commercials for Captain Crunch are produced by Jay Ward, who did Rocky and Bullwinkle. And the voice was Dawes Butler, who was Yogi Bear and Huckleberry Hound and Snagglepuss and all those for
God almighty.
How does he know all this?
Yes.
It's crazy.
I knew Mel Blanc. He's Porky the Pig and stuff like that.
Bugs
right.
Bunny,
but, yeah. But in it. All right. I need some Chef Boyardee. If you were raised on Chef Boyardee, I think we need more Chef Boyardees out there in the world.
There's a Boyardee still around.
Is there?
I think she's in her 30s, but I think she might have known the original,
the
real Chef Boyardee.
I bet he's proud of his work. The man did great, great work. He fed more kids than just about anybody.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.